on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Basic Education Minister Siviwe Hwa Hube says delivering good quality education is a shared responsibility. She outlined her five priorities for the seventh administration at an education business breakfast with the private sector in Johannesburg this morning. Improved literacy and numeracy across all phases of schooling topped Hwa Hube's list.
So the first one is obviously in making sure that equality early child learning is injected into the system, that it forms part of a strong foundation, because we believe that we will be able to fix the literacy and numeracy problem if we do it like that.
The mayor of the Umfolozi municipality says they hope those connected to a spate of killings linked to a local mining company in Richards Bay are locked up. Mayor Xolani Bengu has been commenting on the arrest of an alleged hitman on suspicion of the murder of Richards Bay Minerals contractor Sipho Masuku. Masuku was shot and killed while travelling in his car 2 months ago. Detectives say a suspect was tracked to Gauteng last week. He made his first appearance in court there. Mayor Bengu says they support the work done so far in the case.
We are hoping that as they are busy working, eventually we want to see them behind the bars, because we don't know that after they kill those businessmen, who are next. We are hoping that the police, if they are catching them, it will come to an end. As we know that the RPM is a big company that is working under Umfolozi municipality.
Some community members in the King Qeshwayo district are urging the next mayor to close the service delivery gaps. Councillors will vote in a special council sitting tomorrow. The new office bearer will replace Tami Ntuli, who stepped down 5 months ago to head up KZN in the Government of Provincial Unity. King Qeshwayo resident Irvin Naidu has shared what they would like to see from the new mayor.
Really looking forward to accelerated service delivery. And when I say accelerated, currently the acting mayor would have probably done his work and done the mayor's work, and the spread of the workload becomes cumbersome. So I know that with the mayor now being appointed, it will really accelerate service delivery. I'm sure that the new mayor now would give new meaning and more dynamic input into the municipal processes from not only a service delivery point of view, but as well to oversight the executives.
And abroad, Yemen's Houthi rebels say they conducted an attack today on central Israel after the Israeli military said it intercepted a missile fired from the Arabian Peninsula country. In a statement, the Iran-backed Houthis said they carried out a military operation targeting the Nahal Surek military base, adding the hit was accurate and led to a fire. Your top story this hour: Basic Education Minister Siviwe Hwa Hube says delivering good quality education is not just for the government's job, but a shared responsibility. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.